With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Big meeting in Washington planned for tomorrow. European leaders will join Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky for his crucial gathering with President Trump. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen will be there. She said she's coming at the request of President Zelensky and will be at the White House tomorrow. Meanwhile, military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says if any Russia-Ukraine ceasefire talks are going to go anywhere, three steps are going to be essential.
We need to lock in an enforcement mechanism. In other words, there need to be neutral observers. We need to have intelligence available, oversight technologies in place that are agreed to by both parties.
Meanwhile, Special U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff says that Russian leader Vladimir Putin has agreed at the summit with Mr. Trump to allow the U.S. and European allies to offer Ukraine a kind of security guarantee that resembles NATO's collective defense mandate as part of an eventual deal, but is not NATO membership. President Trump putting his personal stamp on the Kennedy Center and its annual awards program.
Earlier this year, the president installed himself as chairman of the famed Kennedy Center and replaced the board with his supporters. This past week, he personally announced the recipients of this year's Kennedy Center honors and revealed that he will host the ceremony in December. Donald Trump has complained of a woke agenda at the Kennedy Center and in D.C.'s cultural institutions, including the National Endowment of the Humanities and the Smithsonian Museums. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hurricane Erin downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane. Tropical storm warning in effect today for the Turks and Caicos Islands as winds and heavy rain rake the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Erin, the first Atlantic hurricane of the year. This is SRN News. A historic synagogue in the Ukrainian city of Odessa has been badly damaged by a Russian drone strike. The synagogue was built in 1898 but had not been actively used by the local Jewish community since the Soviets shut it down in the 1920s. Rabbi Moshe Asman says, quote, "This sacred building served as a place of prayer, hope, and spiritual strength for the Jews of Odessa. Once again, we witness how war affects not only people but also holy sites at our historical memory." Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the ensuing war has resulted in the devastation of a number of synagogues and churches. Another country will unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. Australia will join France, the United Kingdom, and Canada in granting the Palestinians' aspirations at the United Nations General Assembly next month. Israel opposes the move, arguing that any such state must be the result of negotiations between itself and the Palestinians and cannot be unilaterally imposed. This is SRN News. Target and a beauty store have mutually agreed not to renew their partnership.
Target and Ulta Beauty are parting ways, ending a partnership launched in 2021 that created in-store shops filled with beauty products at hundreds of the discounters' stores. According to a joint release issued Thursday, the companies said they've mutually agreed not to renew their pact, which concludes in August 2026. Until then, the Ulta Beauty experience at Target will continue in Target stores and on Target.com, the release said. Ulta is currently in 600 of Target's roughly 1,980 stores, according to a Target spokesperson. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Bayeux Tapestry, a medieval masterpiece depicting the Norman invasion in 1066, is set for a new chapter. Next year, it will go from Bayeux, Normandy, to the British Museum in London for an exhibit, the first of its kind in 1,000 years. This is SRN News.